USDA report for the grain markets. It's 12:08 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's November 9th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Basically, the report came in neutral to bearish, and the bearish may just be for very short term. It really wasn't all that big of a deal. We found a bit more corn, we found more beans, and on the ending stock, slightly less wheat, but overall, the grain you need. The interesting thing is USDA did show that the demand side on the beans and corn really didn't push up ending stocks as much as you might think. So they're allowing that, you know, those products can be used, get used, even at these supply levels here. And overall, it's still a tight balance sheet looking long term here. Nothing to say on prices. I'll stay out of the race here on the intraday trading off of this report. And the model will evaluate the close today and the close of the week as price input to this data. And then we'll do some searching tonight on into the end of the week of what people were thinking of it, what their comments were, how did that relate to price behavior. But overall, the forecast that I've been working on here seems like for a month or two, and what I discussed here so far this week, no change. We'll just take it from there and see where we go with it. Past results, not necessarily indicative of future results. Oh, by the way, I did see on CONAB, I think it was, raise some bean production. That's not a surprise. Didn't really change model outlook, and we'll just have to keep an eye on the weather. Some people are showing some maps that even dry Argentina can get some relief here. So again, we'll just take it one step at a time and see where this, how this forecast develops into the end of the month. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.